This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Zara Larsson, Ain't My Fault on Joy Drive.
Joy Drive.
Tennis fans and pet lovers, there's some exciting news coming out of the Australian Open this year, and it's for our little four-legged friends. Luke Dennehy is from Tennis Australia, joins us to tell us about it. Luke, welcome to Drive.
Good afternoon, guys. Thanks for having me. What a beautiful day in Melbourne.
Oh, it's just absolutely stunning. Yeah, you must be getting excited about the Open approaching.
Yes, we certainly are. I'm actually sitting here at Melbourne Park now, and the sun is shining and the construction is well and truly on for the Open. But yeah, as you mentioned, we had 10 dogs, guys, today on site, which is hard to sort of corral, I guess. And the purpose was we're launching a pet range for our merchandising, which things come a long way. You know, the old days used to go to a sporting event, you could buy a hat if you're lucky, you know, but everything's covered these days. So we've got a range of we've got bandanas, we've got a dog bowl, we've got some dog leads as well, and I think it's a bit of a test to see how it goes, and then we'll expand for next year. So that's what we launched today.
How did you go with 10 dogs there? I saw the photo. They didn't look like they were posing too well for the photos.
Yeah, I mean, I think we had all these ideas it was going to be like best in show, so we had, you know, 10 of them, and we thought we were going to parade them around, and it's all going to be lovely and hunky-dory, but, you know, but it was chaos, but that's great, you know? So, and It's amazing, even, you know, getting different owners and their dogs, how important pets are, aren't they, to us? And you can see everyone had their love for their dog, and everyone wanted their dog in the photo, or, you know, in the news footage, or Joy FM, and Jacqueline was there. So, it was a really good morning.
What's your favourite part of the pet range?
I think I like the bandana. So, you know us, guys. We love a bit of show and a bit of something. A bit of colour.
You can get two. One for you and one for your dog.
Bandana. And I love. You know, we like to dress up our pets, don't we?
Yeah.
It's not just, you know, a dog. So I think I like that about that. Like, there's an AO-branded bandana, which will be lovely. And, of course, the dog bowl, the water bowl is really good as well. Nice and colourful.
I must admit, I did love it. I imagine that's part of like a broader strategy for the Australian Open 2025. Is that true?
Yeah. So we, you know, it's more than just a tennis, I think. And if you've come to the Australian Open, and I know a lot of Joy listeners come, and we appreciate it. And, you know, there's so much that goes on off the court as well. And the retail side of it is big, and it gets bigger and bigger. I think there's 13 stores overall. At one point, too, it actually employs over 400 casual staff as well, which is, you know, your uni students before they go back to uni. And often I think, you know, the 19-year-olds that are just graduating from high school as well. Mm. So I think that's an important element of any major event in Melbourne, and definitely the Australian Open. So I think, there's 400-plus staff that will work over 13 retail outlets, and they'll be able to buy a dog bowl this year. Who would have thought?
We're chatting with Luke Dennehy from Tennis Australia about including the four-legged friends in their merchandise this year. Luke, the Glam Slam, is that on again next year?
Yeah, that's on again, and that'll be on the last Sunday, which I think the 26th of January, and that actually sold out in 90 minutes. What that means is, like, we've got 200 plus players that come around the world, and there's such high demand, it literally sells out. So not only 90 minutes, it's only 90 seconds. And so that's happening again. We've got women, we've got non-binary and trans category, of course, and men. So that's a very big part of the tournament. And it's 7 or 8 years we're doing that now. And I think the rest of the world is following what we've done. So, yeah, we're excited about that.
It's going to be an exciting AO in 2025. Yes. I believe Novak Djokovic's aiming to win his 25th, is it, Grand Slam? Is it 25th?
Yeah, that's right.
That's amazing.
And I can't think off the top of my head how many Australian Opens he's won. Probably 8 or something like that. So pretty incredible. So, Novak will be back. And no sign of retiring for Novak. So Rafael Nadal sadly won't be back. He retired last week at the Davis Cup in Spain, so we won't see him. So maybe this is the time for some new guns to come back. And Nick Kyrgios, actually, he's been a great supporter of our community too, which is good. So he'll be back playing, and likely to be on John Cain Arena, which is his favourite court. So he likes playing not on Rod Laver Arena, where the, you know, the rowdy crowd can come in after a few drinks.
We'll be there. I'll be there with my new puppy Lucas and a bandana on.
Oh. Good. I'll get you some ground parcels for your show. Absolutely.
Great to chat with you, Luke. Thanks for joining us on Drive.
Anytime. We'll see you later.
Bye. Thank you. That is Luke Dennehy from Tennis Australia.
Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.